The National Park Service is looking into raising fees at 17 national parks, including Grand Canyon, Yellowstone, and Zion. The new fees would bring the total at those parks to $70 for a weekly pass, up from $30 now. The Park Service says the higher fees would bring in $70 million a year, which would help pay for deferred maintenance projects in the parks. With me to talk about this is Kevin Dahl, Arizona Senior Program Manager with the National Parks Conservation Association. And Kevin, I would imagine that you're not a huge fan of raising the entrance fees to the extent the Park Service is proposing. Is that an accurate statement?
Well, let me say we have some concerns. We've recently, 2 years ago, raised fees at some of these parks. And on the other hand, there is a huge need for this backlog of repair and maintenance at our national parks. We've kind of let them go, as well as a need for seasonal rangers and wildlife habitat rehabilitation. And so the parks need better funding. The major source should, of course, come from Congress. And in fact, there is a bill that's been introduced, the National Parks Legacy Act, that would go a long ways to funding the operations and repair needs of our national parks.
Well, so let me ask you about sort of how you balance those mixed feelings, because as you say, there is a pretty long list of deferred maintenance projects that Congress so far has not funded, and this fee increase would provide some money to do that, but at the same time, as you say, would also potentially, you know, keep some people from being able to see the parks. How do you sort of reconcile those two sides of this?
By looking at the issue very closely, and we are encouraging park supporters and local communities to look at the proposals to see how it might impact visitations to the park as well as funding. The raise at Grand Canyon, for instance, seems incredibly high. It used to be $25 for a carload, and they increased that to $30, which seems like a reasonable inflationary sort of increase. To go to $70 seems pretty high, especially when you can get an annual pass to go to any and all of the parks for a whole year for $80. So one result might happen is a family visiting several parks might go to the Grand Canyon, decide to buy the annual pass. Those fees would go to projects at the Grand Canyon, and then they go to some of the smaller parks with that free pass, and there would be no fees that would go to those parks for the infrastructure needs that they have. So it's complicated. We have to look at it, and it seems like it's come very fast, this proposal from the administration. We're hoping that people will focus on Congress. Congress can solve our parks problems better than anybody else. It's a very small part of our national budget.
There are estimates that these fee increases would generate an extra $70 million a year. How big of a dent would that put in the list of deferred maintenance projects that need to be done at some of these parks?
$70 million is a fraction of the billions of dollars that need to go into fixing up lodges and other buildings, bringing basic infrastructure like toilets up to speed, trails. A good part of it is the roads that are inside national parks. There's separate funding for highway maintenance inside Grand Canyon National Park. We want to make sure that the 5 million people who are driving on those roads have a safe and enjoyable experience on those roads. At Grand Canyon, the water system that brings water to the South Rim, that pipeline desperately needs to be replaced. Every year, there's breakage, and people who are hiking the major trail have to carry their own water, and so they only store a couple of weeks' worth of water at the South Rim. These are key problems. It's very expensive. Increasing some fees may be a small part of the solution, but the major part of the solution is for Congress to recognize that we all support Congress appropriating the money that the parks need.
How optimistic are you, though, that Congress will take this up and pass it? I mean, Congress right now seems not to be able to accomplish much of anything, quite frankly.
Well, one has to have hope. It's a bipartisan proposal. It's supported by so many people in America, and it seems to me like such a simple thing to do that doesn't have much controversy. So should Congress actually start passing legislation again, I'm hoping that this would be, you know, at the forefront.
Kevin Dahl is Arizona Senior Program Manager with the National Parks Conservation Association. Kevin, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.